A senior group from Northdale near New Tampa is one step closer to being able to play bingo at their neighborhood park. State law says it's okay, but a county ordinance bars the group from hosting the gambling pastime. Hillsborough County Commissioner Ken Hagan is leading a charge to change that.
Their plan would be any profits would go into the Northdale Park as a trust fund to support other programs at the park.
The group OWLS, which stands for Older, Wiser, Lively Seniors, already has bingo, or Bing Owl as they call it, but they have to play it at Town and Country Commons, 20 minutes away. County ordinance bans the game at Northdale Park because it's considered an aging services facility and not a park.
The closest precedent that I can tell involves alcohol in parks, and that we have a similar type ordinance, but we've made exceptions in university area, Carrollwood Cultural Center, and I think down at in Ruskin, the Firehouse Cultural Center.
That means commissioners could approve changes to their ordinance that would allow the OWLS to have bingo at their facility. But Commissioner Kevin Beckner worries making an exception for just one group could lead to an onslaught of others looking for the same.
We do that at this facility. I'm wondering if this is, other people are going to express interest, and then maybe it might be wiser if we look at the other areas that could be impacted, and then perhaps include those as well. So in case people do come forward to with a request, we don't have to take individual requests. I mean, I'm not supporting the expansion of gambling in any means, but it's just a matter of process that you allow one facility to do it. It could be reasonably to expect that there may be others that want to do the same. I don't know.
I agree there may be other communities that may want to do the same, but I disagree that we should go ahead up front and do a blanket proposal.
That's Commissioner Victor Crist.
Bingo can be a very controversial issue. Commissioner Merman and I have served at the legislative level and have participated in these discussions, and it's amazing what cat can come out of this bag. And, you know, some communities, for an example where the OWLS are, it would fit well, but there are other communities that are more youthful and children related that it may not fit well. And I think that we need to look at these on an individual basis before we open the door for what could become a commercial operation.
County staff wasn't given a specific date to return a proposed change to the ordinance, but if commissioners okay the changes, it would have to go through the public hearing process before being approved. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.